way to kind of end the workday is to just get out here and sit in traffic. So we'll see how it goes. Yeah, I don't know. Things end up real slow today because we had a couple people out sick. So Dan and Drew went off to record some stuff. Brad and I recorded a mailbag, and I ran out of meetings to go to. So, yeah, I had my last meeting and was like, okay, well, I can answer these emails and do this other stuff from home, so maybe I should take off now, and I'll just put in a couple hours once I get there to get caught up and all that shit. So, yeah, so I did that. It's rare that I get to get away with something like this. But here you go. I gotta, oh, yeah, I guess that's, I have a scab on my knee. I bashed my knee into someone's desk on Monday in a meeting and just ripped it right open. I had some blood dripping down my leg and, you know, whatever, it's not bad, but, you know, it's a scab. I just brushed my hand against it and went, ugh! So, so that's how it's going over here. I don't know. All right. Make this work. Am I going to mess this? I got this remote control in the side, like the driver's side little pocket here, but it's all hard plastic, so it rattles. And there's a little towel in there, too. So if I push the towel up against just right, then nothing vibrates and everything works out. This beat-up Camry, older, maybe late 80s, nah, it's probably 90s, some kind of 90s Camry here, has two big stickers on it that just says, CAUTION, COMMERCIAL VEHICLE. I don't believe them. That doesn't look like a commercial vehicle to me. Frequent stops and turns. Spent some time talking about kind of just development stuff for the site today. That was nice. Some stuff that's just long been frustrating that I'm hoping we can get taken care of this year. Like, we're already at a point where we start talking about things in terms of like, yeah, we can get it done before the end of the year, maybe. That'd be nice. Because it's you know, sizable projects and stuff like that. Hey, don't merge into me. Guy still seems to want to try to merge into me, but I just, no blinker, no nothing. All right, well, Maybe we should just see what's on the radio then. Bad driving. This is other people making questionable moves. And then this guy in the corner is... smoking an actual cigarette. Okay, all right.
Couldn't tell if he was vaping or not.
I don't want to, like, cast, you know, aspersion. He looked like a guy that might be vaping. It's the man bun that gives it away. Hotel Motel Supply. That's names you can trust. That's Frank and Ron. They're getting us what we need for the motel. Cool.
show.
Come on, son.
Backspin. Sirius XM. Do it.
From the slums of Shaolin, Wu-Tang Clan strikes again. The RZA, the Jizza, old dirty bastard, Inspector Deck, they on the chef. You guard, Ghostface Killer, and the Mech.
Let me take it your deep, man. Let me take it your deep, man. Let me take it your deep.
What is this? Yo, you should turn. There you go. There you go. Oh. Don't run this guy over. I mean, you'd be doing him a favor, honestly. Cool headphones. Oh, oh, sorry. Five in Galaxy today and fucking die. Oh.
So I don't have to dip, so listen to this funky fresh lesson. The way I drop it and the way that I was flexing. So knick-knack, patty-whack, give a dog a bone, B and D.
Yo,
I pass all over the microphone.
Yo, I'll pass.
Why solo?
To each his own.
Yo,
knick-knack, patty-whack, give a dog a bone. Yo, I pass P the microphone.
As I take the stage with the fresh dip gear, I start to show off. Throw your hands in the air because the older I get, the hard I kick. Using my rap food style from a rap food flick. Up my big old shit and other answers lit. Like a jack-o'-lantern on the Halloween tip. Cause as the bass thumps, do you meet his peak? Or pin the pads drawn as the teacher speaks. Because a knife rapper
tried to steal the flow, but the buck stops here, cause I'ma let you know, for swinging her knuckles, strictly ammo, cause as I dust bust, crush, and then rush, I suck a new jack, with no ifs, ands, or buts, you always a good time, we like to roll with rush, I drive a rock,
I drive a van.
You ride the bus, we'll get out the mustard grab, because it's time to catch up, and in the act of war, people let up. Gonna be, wanna be, soon to be, whatever's clever. And any type of weather, cause two birds of a feather always flock together. So knick-knack, paddy-whack, give the dog a bone case solo. I pass either microphone.
I pass.
Y-E, to each his own.
So knick-knack, paddy-whack, give a dog a bone, hey, yo. I pass a load of microphone.
Yo, my style's aggressive like a pitbull terrier. Harder it sounds and wax, the more the merrier. Maestro, though, releases beat for me. So I can rig up ahead and get paid easily. People gather round, listen to my flow. Yo, so I can prove that I'm the true solo. So
all right, racing ahead of these yellow lights.
Rappers thought I was sleeping,
but came to so many traces. Traffic here, though. Fucking get caught. Caught out here.
I'm solo. No name lender or pretender. Yo, I am the solo, the only solo contender. Duck MCs, grab my name and bid it boldly. Put it behind the name and ate this up like ravioli. I heard it on Kiss with Rat Alert and Chuck. A rapper said he went solo. I said, what the fuck? My man came over and said, yo, I thought we heard you. Chokes on you, you heard a biting ass. Biting ass. They bit my name, I want it back. And it's a fact, the BMD tell them.
Damn, you shouldn't have did that.
Record. What do I stand for? One lonely rapper on the stage, you get one single applause. Give me your break, my brother. My name stands for Kevin Self. Organization left others. My name's no game for those who claim to use my name in vain. Cause their name sounds plain. I remain the same. My flow of style won't change. Yo, the name of the game is for the real solo to explain. I don't know. That rat could be that cool.
Papers, I hard paper, no sharp paper. Better get the point, cause I'm point shaving with a sharp razor.
There was no Wednesday stream today because we had people out sick. So we were not able to do it.
Throwback concert event of the year.
Hot Summer Night, starring
LL Cool J featuring DJ Z-Trip.
LL Cool J and Z-Trip as a like a duo act sounds like almost kind of cool. Side, I don't know. Side,
bring it back like she loves some. In the club with the lights on, but you act a shy for. Come and show me that you're with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. Stop playing, how you know that I'm with it, with it, with it, with it, with it.
After all these years, you're still the one I want whispered in my ear. You're still the one I want to talk to. All of the time,
we paid like, you know, $200 for 2 weeks to...
Charts. We did rally all the way up to 1045.
Oh shit, the commodity rally.
To really see the market really get excited, you'd have to settle above the 1045, 1050 level. But it would not be unusual after seeing a break from 1045 down to 926. Uh-huh. After a break like that, it wouldn't be unusual to see a pullback, possibly even to $10. So $10 is a nice psychological number. A lot of producers would like to see that. And we are in August. The beans are made during August. If that comes up, you know, we'll see it here. I think if we just have 3 weeks with no weather issues, then we might be looking at, you know, a possibility of testing those lows. But for now, it's nice to see this 935, 940 level holding. And say that going into this number on the 12th, make sure you've got your risk up. If you sold a lot of grain recently, you know, don't be afraid to step in and re-own it. Keep the upside open in case we do get that much hope for a rally. You know, keep the upside open. As a producer, you're always looking for higher prices. Just make sure you got your bottom line at least, you know, figured out on paper, doing some sort of risk management. That risk management can be a combination of hedging and making cash sales. And, you know, we'll know a lot more this time next week than we do today.
Chris, I did want to ask you, though, if we do see a major weather rally show up in the soybean trade, does it have the potential then to suck the corn and the wheat market along with it then?
Oh, yeah, it's going to suck that corn. It's going to suck that wheat market. Well, it's just after 4 o'clock, and that officially means that there are a zillion fucking people trying to do the same thing I'm doing right now. So I'm stuck here waiting to get on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Bellows? Those are those fancy mushrooms, aren't they?
Yeah. Here, try it.
This guy's big, heavy out there in them internet streets still.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Those the new bandos and traps right there, the internet streets. Little Dicky is joining the tour today.
No.
What's good, my brother?
How you doing?
I'm great, man. You sound so humble, Little Dicky.
Thank you.
I know you guys said y'all listen to the show. Do you hear me make fun of your name every day?
You should.
I definitely should.
Yeah. I haven't heard it yet. I haven't caught it yet.
Okay. So you don't listen to the show? Fine, I'm going to chop you down from here
on out. I don't have satellite radio. I drive a 2002 Avalon.
I drive a 2001 Avalon. I still got satellite.
How you do it?
You hook it up from the roof.
Yeah,
you got to bring it around through the back door.
I don't have that kind of plug yet.
Yeah, you got to get the extended cord.
Yeah.
You got the little cord. You need the extended cord.
Little
Dicky is here. All right, enough with the craziness. Dicky, man.
Enough with the craziness.
First and foremost.
Let's get serious with Little Dicky.
Now, listen, the people have been blowing me up on the Twitter, on the Instagram. When you going to have Little Dicky up? When you going to play this record? This and this and that. So we got to save that money joint out there right now.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Do you like it?
It's a good record.
Cool.
It's a good record. It's actually like number 4 on the hit list right now, which is our top 10 nightly countdown.
Awesome.
So yeah, you out here moving around, man.
I'm trying to finesse a little bit.
I like it. So let's take the people who aren't familiar, let's take them to the beginning of the Little Dicky story. Where'd you come from?
Yeah. So
how'd you start rapping?
I'm from Philly. I've always kind of rapped relatively casually, you know, growing up. Nothing like real serious, just like goofing around with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I always, like, you know, I won class clown in middle school, class clown in high school.
I can see that.
People always kind of thought, laughed at my jokes, I guess. So I always wanted to do something to be noticed for being funny when I grew up.
Right.
And I graduated college and I got a job at an ad agency and I was working there and I was kind of miserable. And I knew that I had to make some sort of attempt.
You're going to be a regular American citizen. And you wanted to change that. You wanted to do something fulfilling with your life. You wanted to be happy.
You know what? I could live with failure. I just could not live with what if.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
So,
I hate that.
Quotable.
Yeah. So I started like thinking about how can I get noticed for being funny. And I don't think if I could write a screenplay, but I'd have no one to hand it to. I could do like a 5-minute stand-up set, but probably no one's going to be there. So I just thought, like, you know, you can rap. There's not a lot of people that are rapping that are doing it like in a funny way. Like,
right.
There was Lonely Island, but even that was like, it didn't feel like real hip hop.
Yeah, that was kind of parody-esque.
Exactly. So I started doing it, and I just noticed that I was getting better and better at it. Like, it really, like,
I really hope that now they will take Lonely Island.
I think I would become a professional rapper. And it really works like a sport, where the more you do it, the better you get at it. And I just got better and better to the point where I was able to even begin taking myself seriously as a rapper. You know what I mean?
That's dope.
Certainly after I chose the name Lil Dicky.
That helped. Having a great stage name is always a great help. Now,
at least it's memorable.
I definitely remember. I try to not to say it as much as possible.
You can call me LD.
LD?
Yeah.
That's a little bit better.
Yeah.
It's a little bit better.
A little bit better.
Just a little bit better. So when you decided, listen, I'm going to leave my job, I'm going to start rapping, what was that journey, what was that process like for you?
So I working for like a year and a half while I had my job on making the stuff. Like, I made a mixtape, I made music videos, and I just really stacked things up to the point where I didn't just put things when they were ready. I waited until I had like a large catalog of stuff to hit people with all of a sudden.
Right.
So day one, I'm ready. Like, it's been like, you know, it's the biggest day of my life. I'm so excited. I'm finally putting stuff online. And the video I put online the first day gets 1 million views in the first day.
Now, how did that happen, Lil Dicky? Because a lot of people,
how did that happen?
Some raised eyebrows out there. Like, how does this new guy with no following, with a very minimal fan base, get 1 million views in a day?
Well, I would say if I were to point at one thing, like, do you know what Reddit is?
Yeah.
So it just made it to the front page of Reddit at like 2 p.m. East Coast time, like, you know, prime time. And like, there's just like millions of people like looking at that.
Absolutely.
So that contributing with, like, I think there was a benefit to, like, who the hell is this guy? It's out of nowhere type thing. And I don't know if you've seen the video, Ex-Boyfriend. It's like, it's a very compelling video.
It is.
So all these things.
I cannot handle any of that.
When you talking to somebody 47 and they know all about the big Drake beef, this shit is ill, son.
Yeah.
The son is getting buried and your team ain't doing nothing for you. Where's the squad?
Wally, I don't think
Ross was supposed to drop off.
That's how you know ain't no real teams out there, ain't no real squad. Because it's like, let's go 10 years ago. Let's say Kiss and Beans got into it.
Yeah, the squad.
The squad's
just
going
there. Squad's just there. Right.
They started dropping records on their own.
Absolutely. When Jada and 50 was going at it.
Yeah.
Styles P and Sheik Lucci, everybody, son.
Yeah.
Everybody, right? You fuck with G Unit, everybody was coming.
Banks going after you.
Banks, Buck, Game, Yayo, all of them.
It might be over for them. They might all lose the singers.
Right.
I'll be right back. I gotta take this call.